Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. As we're growing closer to December 8th, when we will consecrate or reconsecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary, we're traveling through these 33 days of preparation by getting to know Jesus better. And today we meditate on the luminous mysteries. The luminous mysteries are called luminous because they illuminate something. They shed light on some truth. And I think the most important truth that we should always keep in mind so that it transforms the way we look at our lives is this: a good God made a good world, and he made you very good, and he's actually bringing everything to a good conclusion. And if you think that way about life, your life will be transformed. The five luminous mysteries show this to us. And the first is clear enough. At Jesus' baptism, he's recognized as a Son of God, with whom his Father delights. So too at our baptism, we became children of God, with whom God the Father delights. Now, as we said yesterday, we may feel like an imposter, that we're not good enough, like we don't measure up, we're not solid. And then we're tempted to seek our identity or personal value in things of this world, professions, relationships, the opinion of others, things that are always changing, things that will never be solid. And when we base our identity and worth on stuff that's not solid, we feel more like a ghost. But the only way to have a solid identity is to get it from something, well, solid, something that never changes. And the only thing that never changes is God. So the first truth of the human condition, then, which this luminous mystery illuminates, is that at our baptism, God the Father gives you your identity. You're a son or daughter of God, and he delights in you. And did you know this? That at our baptism, or I should say by our baptism, we were marked with what we call the baptismal seal, the baptismal character, which is like a kind of spiritual tattoo indicating our identity. And even if you were to reject God and choose to go to hell, you would remain his beloved son or daughter forever. And you would continue to have this mark, this identification upon you. And nothing, not even sin, can take this away from you. Nothing can stop God's love for you. Nothing can change who you are. On the other hand, it would be a terrible irony to have a baptized soul in hell. A baptized person in hell is kind of like someone being in jail for killing their mom, even though he had a tattoo on his arm saying, "Love you, Mom." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second luminous mystery is the wedding at Cana. God has made a really good world with the goodness of natural human pleasures and relationships. In this one event, the wedding at Cana, we see Jesus at a wedding with wine and a celebration and friendship. We see him eating with his friends and his mother and making his own contribution to the banquet. God gave us these basic human goods, and he's actually pleased when we delight in them. He celebrates with us when we have these goods of food and drink and family and friendship, just like he delighted when he was with them at the wedding of Cana. So we should thank God in this mystery, not only for the goodness of being made children of God, but for all the good things and people in our life, all these natural sources of gladness with which God has blessed us. But let's make sure that the way we pursue these good things actually leads us to God and not away from him. Because when we seek the good things of this world as an end in themselves, well, then we just get bored. Because the beauty and delight of this world, it's limited, it's short-lived, and it's very imperfect. So use your free time well to pursue the good things of life and delight in them. But seek them in a way that leads you to him, the infinite and perfect beauty and delight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third luminous mystery is the proclamation of the kingdom of heaven, especially at the Sermon on the Mount. And in this mystery, Jesus shows us the goodness of living our life well, that is, a life of virtue. Now, sin and vice, certainly, they're pleasurable in the moment, but they ruin everything. In the Beatitudes, Jesus doesn't just say how happy you will be if you live these things, like way off in the distance in heaven. He says how happy you are if you live these. How happy you are when you seek God above all things, when you're humble, when you're unoffendable, when you are just and patient, when you're free from vanity or greed, when you repent, when you forgive, and when you're willing to be a hero for the Lord. So this mystery shows the goodness of living a life of virtue rather than one enslaved to vice. And you can do it. But don't try to change everything at once. Just practice one small concrete thing today. That's what we mean by a resolution. One small concrete thing that we're inspired to do flowing from our meditation. Do that thing today. That's enough. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth luminous mystery is the Transfiguration. And with this mystery, we get a foretaste of the goodness that awaits us in the life to come. The goodness of the human life isn't limited to earthly existence. In fact, it's not even primarily a part of earthly existence. Jesus gave his three closest friends, Peter, James, and John, a glimpse of the glory of heaven, of the unfathomable splendor, and the company of the great heroes that awaits us. Peter beheld and he trembled, and he didn't ever want to leave that moment behind. One day, that will be us, reigning in glory with the patriarchs and the prophets and the saints and the angels. And when we come to that place, we won't ever want to leave, and we won't have to. God made a good world, and he's bringing everything to a very good end. Heaven. That's what the Transfiguration shows us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth luminous mystery is the institution of the Eucharist, the final aspect of the goodness of human life. Is the most profound. Jesus reveals in the Eucharist our opportunity for transforming union with God. That's why we call it communion, because it offers the greatest mode of being personally brought into union with God in Jesus Christ. The goodness of intimacy with God is what grounds all other goods of the human condition. It's what makes us sure that we are good and that our Father delights in us. It's what makes us able to be grateful for all the other goods in our lives. And it's what gives us the strength to live the way we're supposed to live. And it's what gives us the grace to strive for and reach and hope in our heavenly destiny. And the greatest mode of union with God in our souls and even in our bodies is to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in a prayerful, grace-filled manner. So I want you to go to bed tonight, and I want you to wake up tomorrow remembering this: a good God made a good world. And he made you very good, and he is bringing everything to a very good end. And then go as often as you can to the Mass and thank him for this in the Eucharist, a word which means, after all, thanksgiving. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on during this meditation, Teresa?
You know, for once, I was actually trying to get ahead of you and see if I could ask you that question.
Well, go ahead.
All right, what were you thinking about?
I was thinking, I've been thinking all day that the fundamental way we think about the world and our own life, it so colors our emotions. It changes our emotions.
I see what you mean.
About how we feel about things.
I think my thoughts were on a similar path. I think especially talking about gratitude and daily communion, as in daily gratitude. I don't know how to word that, but
yeah,
elaborate, because I think that could be kind of complicated.
Well, that the way we think about things affects how we feel about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think that you have a terminal disease, you're going to feel one way.
Yes.
And then if you think or you realize I don't, you're going to feel a different way.
But even more so, you might have a terminal disease, but how you think about it can truly change how you spend your last days.
Exactly.
But we should all be looking at our life that way, because, I mean, life is terminal, unfortunately.
but it's not.
You're right.
It's eternal.
This life is terminal.
I don't even, I'm thinking more and more, we don't just live once, we live twice. And the second time is forever.
We live, we die, we live again.
Yeah.
I think that's a Mad Max line. I die, I live, I die, I live again.
But the way...
You're right.
The way we think, it affects the way we feel.
Uh-huh.
And if I practice thinking, a good God made a good world.
Mm-hmm.
And he made me very good. And he's actually bringing everything to the most perfect end. That really changes the way I feel about everything.
Yeah, and I think it's dangerous because a lot of people don't think they're thinking about it at all. But that's still coloring how they live their lives.
Well, something is framing the narrative of their life.
I just saw, I was reading an article recently. I can't remember her name because it's not an Americanized name at all. So it was hard for me to remember. But I was reading the story of a very famous, she was a Dutch politician, but she was also Muslim, like, who is now atheist and just recently converted to Christianity.
Hmm.
But she quoted G.K. Chesterton saying she realized... what is it? Atheists choose not to, they don't want to believe in God, they don't want to worship God. So they really, in trying not to believe in God, they'll believe in anything else.
Yes.
But they will put their faith in something.
Yes.
And I wish I had the quote here because he says it so succinctly. But if you think you're believing in nothing, you will believe in something. It doesn't matter, it's just human nature. We believe in something. But you'll almost deify something, like... Yes. Anything in your world. Because she says when she was an atheist, it was all of these different ideals became almost religious. And it's actually a very dangerous thing, because if you put such religious faith into people, into things, because you will put that amount of faith into people and things, those things crumble a lot faster than God.
Yeah.
So either way, what you believe is affecting your daily life.
Yeah, and what you believe, exactly. What you believe about God, about the world, about yourself, about the end, is going to affect how you feel about every moment.
Yeah. And I think that's the danger, is that people might think, I'm a Catholic, so I believe one thing. But it has to be a very daily thing. And I think a lot of people with chronic illness know this, that it's not a decision you make once and then you have the strength for forever. You don't just decide how to live and you know what you're doing, you know how to handle it. But you have to wake up every day and face something. Because it's chronic. Because it's not going to go away. But we all need to look at life that way. It's going to be making that decision every single day.
Well, you know, life is kind of chronic.
Life is kind of chronic. That's a good way. That's a very good way to put it. Life is kind of chronic.
Meaning, it's never going to be perfect here.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be perfect here. However, it's still really good here.
Yeah, and I think that brings it back to the point on Thanksgiving, because otherwise, we really don't believe that it's good. I've been taking a lot more time recently just to... Oh, it's been rainy here, so I...
You have, like the rain.
I've been so blessed because it's so easy to walk outside and know God. Because it's just, it's beautiful. It's cinematic. Yeah. I don't know, it fits my aesthetic, I guess. But even in the rain, I still got to see my favorite hawk, which I was very surprised by. That was my little God moment for the week. But because of that, because it's so atmospheric, it's easy for me to realize how good life is.
Yes.
And to be reminded of God. But life isn't always that way. We have to often be the reminders.
That's right. It's a choice. Here's my point. It's a choice on how we think.
Mm-hmm.
And how we think alters how we feel. Rather than, I feel this way, and that causes how I
Because if you're not taking the active time to even realize how good the world is, then, I mean, for starters, I wouldn't even appreciate that rain or seeing the hawk or the music I'm listening to. I wouldn't appreciate that those moments as much as I do if I didn't also take the active time to be present and be aware of God.
And if a person is not spending time in daily meditation, mm-hmm. I don't see how it's possible. Because that's precisely what we do in meditation. We slow down, we stop, we think. That's what mental prayer, mm-hmm. meditation means. Meditation doesn't mean emptying your mind. Meditation means we focus our mind and we think mm-hmm. about reality, like the goodness of God and the goodness of our lives,
mm-hmm.
so that it transforms the way we feel, which changes the way we mm-hmm. act.
And this ties so perfectly back to our recent series on art, because art should be doing exactly the same thing. It should never be a time for your brain to check out, just as meditation should never be a time for you to think about absolutely nothing. It's why Buddhism might seem virtuous on the outside or helpful in society on the outside, but the objective is not to think nothing. And with art, it's not to think nothing. It should ground you more. It should bring you closer to reality.
That's it.
And art should make you feel this way, more aware of the gratitude, more it should give you that hope and believe that the world is good.
Okay, now I think you've come to the most important point. With the question of how we use our free time, the way we use our free time should lead us more and more to see
mm-hmm.
that God is good, the world is good, I am good, and my end is good.
Mm-hmm.
And if the way you use your free time doesn't lead you to that reality, then it's poison.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this might be kind of a recipe for how you evaluate your use of free time.
Because it can get so complicated when now, I mean, I'm approaching every moment in my life thinking, is this art good art? Is this a good use of my free time? I'm so much more critical of how I'm spending my time right now, which is a good thing, but it can become overwhelming where I'm like, well, I don't know what the right path is. But that's such a simple standard. When I'm viewing art, when I'm with my friends, when I'm in conversation with others, do I feel grounded? Do I feel like the world is good? Does this make me value others more? Does this make me aware of God? Because even now, when I've had the good fortune to go to a lot of concerts in the last month, a lot of especially metal concerts, but in those moments, I was very sure to be like, this is good and this is making me more aware of God.
Now, that doesn't mean we should be Pollyanna and that we can't...
Pollyanna.
Do you don't know what Pollyanna?
You know, I haven't really come across that word yet.
Pollyanna is like a naive view of the world that ignores the reality of tragedy and suffering
yes,
and death.
Absolutely.
That's not what we're talking mm-hmm. about. We're not saying that every way you use your free time. Mm-hmm. you can read a book about a tragedy.
Yeah.
As long as it leads you to realize God triumphs over every injustice in the end
mm-hmm.
and will bring everything to the greatest conclusion.
Yeah.
If it leaves you with the idea that evil mm-hmm. triumphs in the end, that's bad.
Yeah. Well, the point is, it's art is supposed to make you feel like the world is good because God is good. It's not supposed to teach you that the world is easy.
No.
and suffering is a part of, in a way, the beauty and the goodness of the world, which is difficult to comprehend. But art should be helping us to cope with that tragedy, that pain, to better face it.
I like this conversation because it brings us to maybe a simple way to evaluate our use of free time. Whatever I'm eating, watching, mm-hmm. listening to, doing, does it lead me ultimately to see that a good God made a good world and made me good and is leading everything to a good end? If that use of free time can bring us to those conclusions in some manner, then it's good. If not, it's probably poison.
I should ask you what you're thinking more often. And I know that now.
But I like listening to you better.
Yeah, but it's just so much pressure.
It's definitely easier to ask the question.
It's so much easier.
Do you see why I do it now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.